local and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What do we do now?
What do we do now?
What do we do now?
It's time for the best present of all. Time to start talking.
We have to start talking.
Oh, did you decide to start talking to me?
It is now time to unveil.
It is time now.
Okay, time for the show.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to Monday, April 29th. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Nick.
We're on the air. We're on the air. Come back.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. Good, good. There was a lot this weekend.
Whew.
It was all of the things, wasn't it?
You're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Did everything I could possibly do. Went to Cornell College for a couple days.
And you have good news there.
Yes, my daughter will be playing softball out there and doing the college thing.
That's all
college
official life. Now?
And yep, it's official. We signed,
awesome.
Signed all the deals she's in. She's going to be a Cornell College.
Thank God that's
Iowa
what that
kid.
Was. I thought you had a Creighton Blue Jays hat on when
no,
you
it's Cornell,
showed up.
Cornell
I was like,
Rams.
What?
Cornell Rams. No, I would never wear Creighton
I know.
Stuff,
I was like, you were the freaking PA for the Huskers.
Yeah, yeah. No, I
and you got
that.
A Blue Jay hat on?
Nope, couldn't do that.
You waited till they started cheating, and then you were like, I'm going to be a Blue Jay guy now.
So they're, in Cornell, Iowa, they are the Cornell College Rams?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
The only problem, she's like, I don't know if I want you to tell Husker Nick about this or not, because I don't want to be mad at me. I'm okay.
Uh-oh. Because it's in Iowa.
Well, no, it is in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do athletic scholarships.
Oh, like, yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, but she's going to be working concessions to raise money for her fees for softball. She can work so many games at the University of Iowa Hawkeye football games.
Well, good for her.
So working concessions for the home games mm-hmm. with the softball players.
That's interesting.
And she did that when she, well, I mean, for high school kids to college, not that big a deal, but from college to college, yeah, that seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
But she, for her cheerleading, would do the concessions at Husker games. And of course, mm-hmm. you need to wear something Husker related. If you don't have one, they provide you mm-hmm. with like a t-shirt. Of course, she's got all kinds of Husker stuff because she's grown up here. She has to wear an Iowa Hawkeye shirt.
Well, look, if those of us who work,
sacrifices you have to make, I suppose.
If those of us who work in radio know anything, it's you wear whatever the person who's paying you tells you to wear.
Right?
You will go wherever they're going to pay you.
Like if you're
they used to be the Able Empire. Now they're paying you.
Right. Like Johnny Damon going from the Boston Red Sox to the New York Yankees.
Yes, exactly.
You hated rivalries. You just so she's like, maybe I can just find a black and yellow shirt. And I go, yes. It just doesn't say anything on it. That'd be super. So, yeah, she'll be going to Cornell out there. We did that. Brothers Osborne was amazing on Friday night.
Oh, that backdrop was everything Liz
That's
said
so
it would
cool.
be. Yep. It was gorgeous. And then the amount of people, we had like a bachelorette party run up and want to take photos with us.
It was great.
I hope they had a good time. The actual bachelorette was like super late, so her party was just out partying, which was good.
All the ladies were just priming before the bride
So that
got
was
there.
Cool. So it was fun to meet them. And then actually seeing Brothers Osborne, I forgot, like, I mean, I'm 5'10 and some change. Those dudes are so freaking tall.
6'4". Yeah, they're both 6'4". Just
my goodness,
people.
They're big boys.
Yeah.
They're big boys.
It was fun to hang out with them. And then
Fresh Start Mini Golf was awesome on Saturday morning.
How'd that go? Did you guys win?
Well,
we won on the course.
They way out fundraised us, though.
I told you. Said that Friday. They do that stuff.
It's the deep pockets of Ken Shemek. He's like, I won't go golfing for this month. I'll just throw all of that money and we'll win.
Nice. Good for him, though. Donate a bunch of money to a great cause.
Which is a great, it was the perfect way for us to end that.
But our two Husker athlete ringers did awesome, and they were a ton of fun.
So thank you to Nick Percy and Aubrey Corder for being
part of
that.
And it happened, the most of the tournament was really pleasant weather.
Yeah.
It was like the last 40 minutes when we were waiting for scores and all that it got super cold, and then Saturday was completely miserable. That was the weirdest thing. Saturday morning was gorgeous.
Perfect for catching fish after about noon.
I bet it was.
Once it got cold, man, those babies were biting.
They're ready to jump out of the, out of the lake.
We were catching bass, my son and I. It was a lot of fun.
That's very cool. And then Saturday was something rotten. We both went and saw the musical down at the Lead Center, which was very funny. And then I managed to squeeze in Avengers Endgame yesterday morning, which was outstanding.
I heard it's amazing.
It was outstanding. I want to go see it again.
And apparently literally every other person in the world.
Yeah,
when
it was sold out
money,
all weekend.
Yeah.
When you look at how much money it made worldwide.
Did they get it? They went over a billion?
$1.2 billion.
That's so crazy. Worldwide. Like, that movie's going to end up blowing out all the other superhero movies out
and rightfully so. It's very well. We will not give any spoilers away. We promise.
I tried to go a couple times to look around town to find tickets, and it was impossible to find three tickets together.
Like, I knew any lots showing, of people that were going at like 7 o'clock yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was all sold out.
That's crazy.
I tried every theater in town. It was all sold out.
That's crazy.
It was nuts. Yep.
And then last night was Game of Thrones and their 90-minute battle. So it just,
oh my God,
it was a full weekend of things.
All the things.
So
that we'll delivered. Take, that's the crazy part. Like, right, literally everything we just talked about delivered.
That's
usually
true.
You it have really like did. A you're like looking forward to something and then it disappoints. It delivered.
No, everything went everything. On point this weekend.
Awesome.
We'll talk more about that coming up in the show. We also got a Make It Right Monday.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
And we'll do the best to get you going with your workday too. Lots of stuff on the show for Monday. Let's do it.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is and stupid does, sir.
We go to Sugar Land, Texas on Sunday at 3 in the morning.
Okay. This story is great.
Three guys broke into a Best Buy in Sugar Land. Mm-hmm. They set off the alarm but got away before the cops could get there. Mm-hmm. And they might have gotten away with it, except somehow one of them accidentally butt dialed 911 from the getaway truck.
Nice, yeah. Like, hit the literally, old emergency on the phone, huh?
So nope. They got authorities... There was an alarm at Best Buy, and so police are driving to Best Buy, and while they're on their way, they get this call from an open line. They're like, huh, maybe we should investigate that, too, because mm-hmm. if you leave a 911 call open, police will respond, because right. they yeah. assume somebody
something
called 911
something really
and
really bad is happening. Right. Yeah.
Couldn't talk for some reason.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So the police say the suspects then led them on a chase because they couldn't figure out why they were being followed. Like, oh no, how are they on to us so fast? They reached speeds of 120 miles an
Holy
hour.
Holy moly. Yeah. Wow.
Then this was on LA freeways. So I don't even understand. It must have been 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 3 a.m. The only way that that could happen.
It's still traffic.
It's still full of people.
You can't even get in a high-speed chase in Los Angeles anymore because you'll just get stuck in traffic.
It's like the O.J. Simpson chase. Just a nice little casual drive through the park.
Yep, so they bailed out of, they had also stolen the truck, so they bailed out of the stolen truck they were in, but two of the three suspects were caught as they tried to flee. They called 911 on themselves. Yep. How do you butt dial 911 unless you've dialed it a lot recently?
Right. Well, you got the emergency on your phone. It'll go to the emergency call.
That's true. I
guess actually
if
was
you...
walking in the building, and when I pulled my phone out of my pocket, it was on the emergency call. So it did it while just like walking in here. So
yikes.
It can happen, but
okay.
The odds of it happening at that moment are astronomical.
While you are committing a crime.
Yeah.
You're currently in process of committing a crime. Do you just, like, is that just God striking you down?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. When I worked at a Best Buy in Omaha up on, it's like 84th and Center Street, and someone broke in that and stole a whole bunch of stuff out of there.
Right.
And they thought it was an inside job. Well, someone, like, cut a giant hole in the side of the building, and they knew right where all the security stuff was so they could get it turned off.
Interesting.
And, of course, I had nothing to do with it. But when you're being, like, questioned by police, it's one of those deals where you, like, you're looking at them like, oh, God, do I look guilty? I'm not guilty, but do I look guilty while
sweating?
I'm talking to them?
Did
Am I
sorry?
Did
it?
I? Oh, my God.
Could I have really done that?
Like, it's like when your little brothers do something wrong, and they're like, right. Nick, did you do this? You're like, no. Oh, my God. Did I just say no in a way that they think that I did it? Like, you're just nervous the whole time. It's freaky, man.
And
so
then you start to doubt yourself. Like, did I do it?
Maybe I did.
Could I have
Are
done it?
Are they convincing me when I sleepwalk in?
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So maybe shut off your phone if you're going to commit a crime.
There you go. Or don't commit crimes.
Well, that would be the ultimate
thing. Then what do we got to talk about on the show?
That's a solid point.
Keep doing it.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, I would love to tell you about who Chris Young is dating right now, but we don't know. In fact, we don't even know if he's seeing anyone, because that's exactly how he likes it. Quote, I know it drives people nuts, but that was a conscious decision I made several years ago. I tell people when I've been dating somebody before, but I also do like to keep my private life private. Anytime there's a really good breakup, I'm like, well, she broke my heart. It's time to go write an album. Here's something we can tell you. He's about to put the finishing touches on his 8th album, so maybe he got his heart broken. Who knows?
Maybe.
Quote, I'm done singing. We're doing the final cut of a couple of things. My plan is to have it in mastering before we fly out to Europe at the top of next month for shows. It's like cramming for finals.
Wow,
so
nice.
We know there is a new Chris Young album on the way. No word on exactly when that will be out.
Okay.
Well, if I told you Chris Stapleton is singing on a new song by Pink, would you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I would. It's called Love Me Anyway, and it's on her new album called Hurts to Be Human, which came out Friday. Here's a little bit of that.
Even if I scandalize you, cut you down, criticize you, tell a million lies about you, what would you say?
Could you love me anyway? Could you? So that's Chris Stapleton and Pink.
We can play that on Kicks.
Yeah.
That is a very, very country feel to it. And her voice sounds a little like Trisha Yearwood on there, too.
I'll give you that. All right. Yeah,
so I was like, that's pretty good. I like that.
Speaking of new music, guys, Sam Hunt is making new music.
What?
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
He was asked about that in a recent interview, and here's what he had to say.
10 out of the 12 months that I committed to, we're in the 10th month now. So I'll start recording the best of the last 12 months by then in July and August, and I should have a record there.
Really?
So, yeah, the songs are showing up. I'd like to have 2 or 3 more between now and July, but... for the most part, the record's there. It's just a matter of recording it. Wow.
So there you go.
All right.
The music has been written. It just needs to be recorded. Finally, Dennis Quaid plays a ladies' man who gets what's coming to him in the director's cut of Midland's new Mr. Lonely video.
Dennis Quaid is here.
Apparently in the video, the women he has wronged knock out a tooth, throw a pie in his face, and hit him in the privates with a plank.
Wow.
So there you go.
You can see
Mr. Lonely on our Facebook page. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We like to celebrate people doing good, so if you've got a good thing, we want to hear about it. We'll get to those. You can get yours to us on Facebook or Twitter at KX969.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Sorry, the jailbird will be coming up in the next segment.
I was very excited
about that one.
But we have to get to your good things.
Yeah.
It's Monday
celebrating
morning.
Good that people did. With good things. If you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll add it to our good things. What do you got today, Lauren?
Okay, so the night before Easter, there's a 50-year-old guy named Robert King. He was driving home in Chicago when he came upon an accident. A van had been T-boned at a stoplight. So he pulled over to see if everybody was okay. Yes, they were okay, but they asked if he could still give them a ride to the hospital. Here's why. It turns out the van that got hit was a medical vehicle on its way to deliver 3 organs to a nearby hospital for 2 different transplant patients who were waiting.
Okay.
And there is a very limited amount of time they have to get them there. So Robert told him to jump in. Robert rushed the hospital workers and the organs to the hospital and saved 2 people's lives.
Wow.
There was a liver going to one patient and a kidney and a pancreas to the other person. And had Robert not been there to get them there in time, who knows what would have happened there. So Robert saved 2 people.
Nice work, Robert.
Good job, buddy.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. I got a piece of audio here for you.
Mm-hmm. Get right to it.
You want to see her? You want to see your puppy?
Hey.
Do you want to know her name?
What's her name?
Sam.
Sam? S-A-I-M?
S-A-M.
I mean that.
Uh-oh, she wants to see you.
Sit down.
Oh, she likes you, buddy.
Aww. My little man got a dog this weekend.
I meant that. I meant that.
He's all about because he's about to graduate kindergarten, so he's all Captain Spells everything out loud that he hears now.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, my little guy got his doggy this weekend. We adopted an animal from the animal shelter, and she's adorable. Her name's Sam, and my son has now got a new best friend.
Aww.
He hasn't left her side all weekend. It's been awesome.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
He thinks she's going to school with him. I'm excited I'm not home to have to break that.
Right.
That's not happening. My good thing is, of course, my love of Star Wars. And I love that everybody else is getting into May the 4th Be With You has now become a national phenomenon.
Like it's an actual holiday.
It is. And the Kix crew and the Storm Chasers are teaming up for the May the 4th Be With You night at the ballpark.
Okay.
So that's coming up on May 4th. The players and coaches will be wearing special Star Wars jerseys that'll feature both the dark side and the light, which will be fun. And we've got your chance to win tickets to score the best seats in the house in the 12 in a row Kix section.
That'll be awesome.
On our website now at kzkx.com. So 4-pack of tickets. All you have to do is go get registered for it. kzkx.com. Just look for May the 4th Be With You. And you can be a part of Kix Night on May 4th at Warner Park. One of the many good things we've got for you.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Now we can get to the jailbird. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, get online, kzkx.com, for your chance to join us. For May the 4th Be With You with the Storm Chasers and Kix.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning. Are on
Kix 96.9.
Where did you get 25 extra bucks?
I sold some stuff to Billy and 4C.
The blind kid? What did you sell him, Lloyd?
What kind of stuff? A few baseball cards, a sack of marbles.
Petey. Petey? You sold my dead bird to a blind kid?
Lloyd, Petey didn't even have a head.
Harry, I took care of it.
Pretty bird. Yeah, can you say pretty bird? Pretty bird.
Different kind of bird.
Man.
But a parrot has been taken into custody in northern Brazil.
Arrested the parrot.
Not been named, but has been seized Monday afternoon when officers swooped.
Are they protecting the parrot's identity?
Well, it could have been an underage parrot.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't, you know, you can't give out the name.
So the officers came upon a drug den run by a local couple.
Okay.
And raided it said drug den, which is tough enough to say as it is. And they have taken in custody this bird following the raid.
Why?
Targeting crack dealers. The parrot, who has not been named, is in jail and has not said a word.
Ooh, he's clamming up, huh? Yep.
But, okay, when they descended on this drug den, which for me raises the question of when does your house you sell drugs out of become a den?
Ooh.
And where is that line? At what point?
I think when you walk in and it's got a parrot that alerts you that there's cops coming,
yes,
so it makes it a den
of drugs. When the police showed up, the parrot started yelling, "Mom! The police! Mom! Mom! The police!
The 4-4! Or the popos! Popos are here! Rah!"
So the police say he was clearly trained for this. Like this parrot was ready for the eventuality that somebody would show up who was clearly not a customer and alerted his mom. Mom! But then, and this is my favorite part, the parrot wouldn't say another word.
Nope.
Alerted mom that the police were coming and then totally clammed up. That parrot is not talking.
Yeah, well, it's not a snitch. Exactly. Like, it knows. They also, you think that these people trained this parrot to know when police were coming and they didn't also teach it that snitches get stitches?
If you leave this
house. Like 100%.
If there are some other people that come and take you from this house, you don't talk to them.
You're like, "I want my lawyer, see?"
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Yeah, no, that's crazy. Like, the parrot just sits up there. Like, I picture it on a perch. They got a window that's over top of their front door, just always watching. And it's like, "The police are here." Flush the drugs.
So, as an addendum to this, apparently,
it's a 5-0.
The parrot was not the first drug animal that was arrested recently.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could arrest animals. But
sure
a couple years ago, police also seized two small alligators in a drug raid, claiming local gangsters had been feeding their enemies to their small alligators.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we had that one just recently where they went in and it was an alligator that was in there. That they were. It was like their watchdog, but it was an alligator.
Sounds like the parrot.
Why not?
It sounds like the parrot was more obedient, though, because apparently, quote, the father of one of the gangsters accused rejected those accusations, alleging his son's gang had tried to feed the bodies to the alligator, but the alligator wouldn't eat the corpse.
Gotta love that.
Wow!
Man.
Thanks, Dad.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll tell you how you can live like Kenny, as in Kenny Chesney. And win big with Kix. That's on the way next.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
We had a lot of fun with all you at the Brothers Osborne Show downtown with Lincoln on the Streets and Bourbon Theater. Thank you so much for coming and hanging with us. That was an epic show. We got great weather for it. It was perfect.
It was cool. The Capitol building behind it was amazing. And then just like every time, like the amount of people who come up and say hi and hang out and meet everybody,
right,
and take pictures with everyone. It's always super fun.
It's a good time. And so we want to keep shows like that happening and some big ones coming your way very soon, including the next big kick show in Lincoln is going to be at Pinnacle Bank Arena with this guy, Kenny Chesney.
That'll be fun.
And that is coming up in May. We've got your opportunity to win big and see him. May 18th at Pinnacle
Bank. If it's
like the
last time he was at PBA, it will be hot like the surface of the sun.
Yeah, it was super hot.
May 18th. We did that one back in...
That was in July.
It was July.
Four years ago, I think.
I remember walking over that bridge to that parking lot, and we were covered in sweat.
I had just purchased new cowboy boots, and they were fur-lined.
Yeah.
And I did not know that shins could sweat like that. Like, I think they were smaller... They had shrunk as time went on. Yes, they were like tiny little sticks by the time I took them.
That was right when I started working on Kix. That was the first time I found out the hard way that Coryell sometimes does not wear underpants when she's in dresses. She walked up on stage and this wind blew and my wife goes, "Wow, there's some butt there." Like it was,
"Wow, there's some butt there."
Yeah, like Coryell was rocking it that day.
That's outstanding.
Way to go, girl.
So Kenny Chesney has been a little bit nicer weather-wise. May 18th, Pinnacle Bank Arena for a big kick show on a Saturday. So what we want to do is we want to amp it up a notch. And so we're going to be giving away tickets and it starts now through the 17th. So when you hear back-to-back Kenny Chesney songs, you want to be the ninth caller, and you'll instantly win a pair of tickets for that May 18th show at PBA.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to amp it up and give you a chance to win the major grand prize, which is not only, of course, seats to the Lincoln Show. We're going to get you down the sandbar was the upgrade for that.
Ooh.
And then
is
we're going to...
Is that the one that's on the stage?
That's No, it's right now. Well, that's his little pit. His pit he calls a sandbar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so there might be sand in there. We don't know.
Okay.
And then we'll amp it up a notch and give you a chance at a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive getaway to the Hard Rock Hotel in the Riviera Maya Cancun.
That's awesome.
It's courtesy of our friends Jamie Sanks, Vacation Vibes Travel, your local travel agent expert. So we'll have a bunch of people winning tickets to Kenny live for that show May 18th. And then everybody's in for that grand prize. And we're going to have the five finals going to be selected ahead of time. And then we'll do the big giveaway at Longwell's before the Kenny Chesney show.
That's going to be very
That'll exciting. Be so cool.
It'll be epic. And again, our friends at Blue Chair Bay Rum hooking us up, courtesy of Discount City, and a big winner there May 18th. So be listening. You got to be 21 and older to win. But be listening two in a row to get you two for the show. When you hear back-to-back Kenny's, be call number 9. That can happen any time during the workday.
Okay.
So be listening for that, and that'll be your instant win of tickets and then a chance to be going off to live like Kenny, if you will, at the Hard Rock Riviera Maya, which will be amazing.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Helping a friend do right by another friend with Make It Right Monday. If you've got an issue, let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll try to help out Jessica Nick.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
This is where we help you sort out something you did wrong by another person and then try to make it right.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've done it for just about anybody and everybody who needs
successfully.
Our assistance.
You should add successfully.
Successfully.
We have dominated the world. We are 100% solid gold on this thing. We will make it right for you.
And if you need to come clean to somebody and make it right by them, you can direct message us on Facebook or Twitter with the title Make It Right. And
we'll pull your fat out of the fire, so to speak. No problem.
There you go.
Not a problem.
Today, we're going to try to do that for Jessica, who reached out to us about an issue she's got with her friend Callie. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
All right. Hi. So how can we help you? Tell us what's going on.
Callie wanted to go to Country Stampede, but I might have lied to her and told her that I couldn't go because I had a work trip that weekend.
Okay.
But I don't really have a work trip. I just didn't want to go, and now I feel really bad about that.
No. And is this one of those deals where she doesn't want to go if you don't go kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely like besties. I'm her go-to girl, and I love her for that. I just don't love Country Stampede.
Oh, why not? What's wrong with Country Stampede?
It's just like the people there, you know? They just act stupid. They act like juvenile, and giant crowds are not fun for me. It's just not my scene.
Well, if this is your very best friend, these seem like things that she should probably already know about you, but definitely understand. If that's just not your thing, a lot of people and all that.
Yeah, she keeps trying to get me to rally to do it for her, and I love her dearly, but I just do not. It's like
it's a blast. You guys can just hang out with us.
People,
what's that?
Who
what's
are it? Loud and acting dumb.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, that's pretty much me all the time. I don't know if you want to hang out with us then.
There are spaces, though, at Country Stampede that you can kind of chill out and you avoid any of the
Two years ago, a great guy, Dustin, and his wife, who was like, I don't know, 8 months pregnant, hung out with us the whole time there. They were just fine. It was a lot of fun.
Is the point here to talk her into going to Country Stampede?
I'm going to try to talk everybody into going to Country Stampede.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Because it's a blast.
Okay. So you basically just want to tell her that you're lying to her, that you want to come clean about that. Is that what we're hearing, Jessica?
Yeah, I've been feeling so guilty because she keeps talking about it, and I'm like, it's about I'm busy.
Also, that's a hard lie to perpetuate with somebody you're close to, because you're going to have to make up details about this trip if you keep lying.
Yeah, it's getting to that point, and I just feel like a jerk now. So,
okay. How do you think she's going to react?
I don't know. I mean, I hope she takes it okay. Like, it's just one day, so hopefully she'll, like you said, hopefully she understands, because it's me, that this is just not my scene, and it's not because I don't love her. It's just, you know, I just hate this kind of event.
If it were me, if I were your friend, I'd be much more upset about the lie than about you not wanting to go.
Right.
Oh, I'd be furious about you not wanting to go.
Yeah. That's why I wanted your help, to just like ease into that.
Okay.
That I lied.
Well, then we'll do what we do.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll call Callie and see how she reacts to it. And you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter how you'd react if a friend telling you about a lie to get out of hanging out with you on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll do the best to make it right coming up next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now. Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, it's a Make It Right Monday, and it's Jessica who needs us to do right by her friend Callie. Because, well, she has lied to Callie saying she has a work trip.
When she just really doesn't want to go to Country Stampede.
And so?
So Callie is on hold. She has no idea why we're calling. Producer Liz got a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica needs to do right by Callie in this Make It Right Monday. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Callie onto the show, Jessica, and then you can spill the beans, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Callie?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for holding on. It's JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Yeah, I'm very curious to find out what this is.
Yes. Well, we do something every week just this time called Make It Right Monday, where somebody who feels like they have wronged somebody who is important to them asks for our help in making it right. So we have one of your very favorite people on the line who wants to come clean about something. So take it away.
Oh.
Hey, Kelly. It's Jessica.
Jessica?
What's up? Hey, your friend, Jessica. Yeah.
I was able to figure that part out.
Thanks for clarifying who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I called in because I wanted some help in telling you that I may have lied to you about going to Country Stampede.
What?
Well, you know how I told you that I had a work trip that weekend? That's not totally true. Like, I don't actually have a work trip. I just really don't want to go because I hate it. It's just it's so full of douchebag guys, and like I don't want to go be around that.
First of all, you cannot say that it's a bad time because you have not been. We know people who have gone, and they've told us stories, and I knew it wasn't like your thing, but seriously, you lied to me
but
about
you know,
working?
But I know, I'm sorry I lied to you, but I just hate stuff like that.
Yeah, like, this is, every time I've been talking about this for months, for literal months, about how much I want to go, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, oh, I got a work trip. Like, the fact that you couldn't just be honest.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have just been honest with you. I didn't know how to tell you because you love it so much, and I didn't want to, like, you know, yuck on your yum, but I hate it.
Right, but, like, you know how much I've wanted to go, and, like, the last few years, it's been so hard to find time with life and with work just to get away for a couple of days. And, like, I didn't even want to go the whole weekend. I just wanted to go a day of it and maybe camp overnight.
I want you to go. I totally want you to go. I just don't want to go.
I don't want to go without you.
I know, but
I went with you to that stupid museum when we went to D.C. together. Do you remember that?
Gotcha.
Together around weird, smelly drunk people.
Okay, well,
it's not all that.
No, it's not all weird, smelly, drunk people. Right, Lauren?
I mean, they're there, but there are other people, too.
But you guys are not convincing.
That doesn't matter, right? We don't have to hang out with the weird, silly, no, you drunk don't. People,
no.
as you call them.
Come over
we
to our area
hang
where
out
we're
in
at.
Lawn chairs.
Yeah, that's the nice part about Stampede is you can be right up front with all the smelly, fun, drunk people in the pit, or you can sit way back with your lawn chair and just chill out and a blanket, maybe a picnic, and just hang out and listen to the music that way, too.
Okay, exactly. That we would definitely be maybe also in, like, a tent.
Not a fan of the tent life, Jessica?
Oh, I meant I would be hiding in the tent.
Oh, you'd be hiding in the tent. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay.
That makes sense. Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know here.
It's one day.
Yeah, so would you even be sleeping there?
Not really. You can actually just drive in, participate, and then
well,
head
does she
want
to go for just one day, or does she want to do all three?
Well, Callie,
well,
Callie
they keep
just
saying
she's,
just one day. Just one
she's
day.
Cool with just going down one day.
Well, there you go. You just drive down, drive back. You get some fishing in if you want to. There's a little spillway right there that's got some big fish in it. It's fun.
And they do have hotel rooms. I mean, if you don't want to be amongst the masses, you can come in, drive in, participate in the music part of it, and then go back to your hotel
room.
There's
all sorts of good stuff that goes on.
So, Jessica, if we were to give you guys like a day pass and you could get yourself a hotel,
you don't have to sleep there.
We'll take care of the parking for you. We'll get you a day pass to come in and enjoy one of the days at Country Stampede. Would you be willing to make it right by your friend Callie and go for a day?
I mean,
this is your best friend.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go, but I will go, Callie. I will go for you because I feel like such a joke for lying to you.
Yes, I was going to say, I think it is your penance for lying. That even if you don't want to go, you have to go now. If you want to make this right because you lied.
Man, I mean, if my punishment for lying was, hey, you have to go listen to awesome music at Country Stampede, I'd like, yeah, I'd be in. Torture. That'd be great. That's a good that's a good penance.
So wait, are you really giving us tickets?
Callie, we are, because we are Nebraska's Country Stampede station, we have the most tickets to give away to get people down to Kansas for Country Stampede.
Yeah, man,
we are willing to give you guys a day pass and parking on us.
Okay, so Callie, can you forgive me?
We're
going! Yeah!
Okay, that sounds like a yes.
That sounds like a yes.
I have to forgive me if I go.
Callie, do you forgive Jessica?
Oh, yeah, but you're driving and I am going to get so annoyingly drunk now.
Yeah!
That seems like redemption to me.
Fair enough.
Yeah, be back for that museum.
Okay.
Bam.
All right, well, Callie, thank you so much for joining the show. And Jessica, there you go. That's your penance, is going and having to listen to music and
be her chauffeur.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a bad day.
All right, that's fair.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you both. We'll see you down at Stampede.
All right.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Lauren, I'd say that was a success.
A success? A success. Are you already drinking for Stampede?
Well, you kind of have to prepare for it.
As a success.
So congrats to Callie. She gets to go to Country Stampede and torture her friend Jessica. If you need us to make it right for you, just direct message us on Facebook or Twitter with the title Make It Right, and we will do the best to help you out every Monday at 7:20. Brought to you by Max Muscle.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You would think that's like the Super Bowl or March Madness.
Woo!
Nope, that was Game of Thrones last night at a bar.
A viewing party. If you want to see the video, I tweeted it out, at Husker_Nick.
It's pretty
And the
epic.
Video is amazing. But if you haven't seen it, it has what happens at the end of the episode.
Oh, thank you for the spoiler.
So it's not just them watching it.
No,
it's they're watching.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, in case you didn't watch it last night, although if you're even remotely on Twitter, you know what happened.
Yeah.
Twitter or Facebook. But oh my god, guys!
That was a lot of fun to watch.
There's nothing better than listening to a crowd go, oh!
Oh, that's insane. I gotta say, last night, and I'll be curious to see, I bet it approaches 30 million viewers, but the Game of Thrones episode last night, it's very rare that you have something like this that everyone's waiting for, everyone is excited about, and then it actually happens, and it's awesome.
Right.
Like, a lot of times it's a letdown.
It delivered on its promise.
It didn't just deliver. It exceeded it. Like this, I'll be honest with you, that might have been the greatest TV episode I've ever seen in my life.
I would almost agree with you on that, because it was edge of your seat for 90 minutes of that
thing. It was crazy. For those who didn't know, last night there was this big battle at Winterfell. Mm-hmm. You're going into this thing and heading into
Game of Thrones. The final season of the whole thing.
Yeah, and Game of Thrones said this will be the longest fight in the history of cinema. And it was by like 18 minutes that there's ever been. It was 90 minutes of fighting.
Right.
And it was insane. Absolutely insane. I'm not going to ruin anything for you. But it delivered. And to me, that's the most amazing thing. That and Avengers this weekend came out.
Right, everybody
that's
the other said, one that everybody Cena was said talking it was amazing. About.
Yes, everybody's throwing out there that this is just the greatest superhero movie. I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
Saw it yesterday morning. And it 3 hours, but it was totally worth it.
I tried to look Sunday morning to like surprise Carter Man and take the family to go see it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I was looking for 7 a.m., 8 a.m., doesn't matter.
All sold out.
Every single theater in Lincoln sold out.
I mean, $1.2 billion worldwide is pretty insane.
Pretty massive number
absolutely
that they put
nuts
up. And again,
it doubled up last time.
Just like Game of Thrones, it was absolutely worth it to go see it.
Well, that's what's truly amazing is that both of these things that were built up so high... Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to agree that saw them,
mm-hmm.
that they actually were good.
They were as good
as you wanted them to be.
That's what you wanted. You got what you wanted. And so that was pretty epic. We're going to give you a chance to go see Avengers Endgame this coming weekend
mm-hmm.
with a conversation about the not so epic moments.
Well, that's not always the case. The reason
right.
it's a big
yeah.
deal that these were so lived up to what everybody was saying is because usually that's not the case. Usually when something is built up like that, it's super disappointing.
Yeah, you guys remember back, it was two times ago when Zach Brown Band came to town. It was on April 1st. I was all fired up because I'm a big Zach Brown Band fan.
And was it your first time seeing them live?
First time ever seeing them live. I was hearing stories of the event that they had here in Lincoln.
And it was amazing.
And I say event because they played forever, and it was like every one of their hits
awesome.
And all these things. So, and I didn't get to go to that one. So I'm going up to Omaha all fired up. They played like they were the only one there. I text you, Lauren, at like 8:40
because
we were already walking out of the show because they got done real early.
Yeah, they were done.
You didn't believe me. I was like, yeah, it's over already. You're like, no way. It's 8:40.
It's like 9 o'clock.
Yeah. And half of the songs they played were covers. And then most of the other half was their new album. And then they played like three of their hits. And I was just so flat out disappointed.
Yeah, you were sad.
I was disappointed. And like sometimes that happens. Sometimes things don't come through.
So we want to hear from you, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. What were you so excited for, and it was epically disappointing?
It could be a movie. It could be a concert. It could be a date.
The end of Lost for me. I love that show.
No, yeah.
Lost,
yes.
That was ruined.
Oh, my God.
They had no off-ramp.
No,
they
didn't.
Not know how to get out of that.
It's like they were like,
they were
all
stuck on the roundabout, and we don't know how to leave.
They're like, here's the deal. We have to end this thing. Let's grab a bunch of random stuff. We'll put it into one episode on TV and hope that people are happy with it. It was so frustrating.
Hopefully
the end of Dexter. Dexter, if you've ever seen that show.
Yes. No,
it was a
I
brilliant
agree.
Show. And then the end of it, and like this is years ago, he just rides off into a freaking hurricane, and then turns out he's a lumberjack.
He's a logger.
Like, you're like, what?
Like, I binge watched that this past summer. I'm like, are you kidding me?
For being such an amazing series. That's such an amazing series.
So 466-9696. We've already got Quincy on hold with us. We'll get his in a second, but you can let us know 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
That's a good one too. Quincy wants to talk to us about a vacation that was massively disappointing.
Okay, we'll get
anything
that.
Like
don't
that.
Miss this. Yep.
Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
It literally could be anything, a vacation, a movie, a TV show, whatever it may be. 466-9696. You were so excited for it. It was epically disappointing. We'll get your calls coming up next.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kicks 96.9.
Avengers Endgame was an epic success with $1.2 billion in worldwide box office. But we want to go the other way and ask you about the epic fails. And we're getting all kinds of messages. But Facebook, Twitter, KX969, or 466-9696. Talk to producer Liz. We'll get you on the show.
Yes, this one, we're going to go ahead and let her remain anonymous. But she wants to talk about her epically disappointing bachelorette party. My maid of honor was telling everybody how awesome my bachelorette party was going to be and what she had planned. And then came the actual night of my party. And she had no idea what we were doing, where we were going, how we were supposed to dress. She said she was going to plan all this stuff. And then we went to one small town bar and everyone ended up kind of calling it a night and going home. She didn't invite my parents or any of my aunts or any of my husband's female family. It was very disappointing.
Wow.
So wow.
466-9696. We'll talk to Quincy and Sean coming up. You can let us know too. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. The epic fail.
Baby, let's be.
JP Lauren Husker Nick, so excited and epically disappointed. Mm-hmm. That's what we're asking about at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Good morning, Shauna. So New Orleans?
Yeah, I went with my husband for a conference. Been there all week since Sunday. Villalobos Rescue, Pitbulls and Pearlies, the TV show, my favorite. I'm a huge animal lover.
Nice.
Waited all week to go to the first time. The only one I could go to was Thursday to walk the dogs and do a tour. And it had rained, so whenever it rains, they're below the levee or they're below whatever, and they had to close down. So I did not get to go. I went there, took an Uber there, got there, closed down for the day, and I was flying out the next morning. So aww. Wah, wah.
That's terrible. I like how she added her own wah, wah. Wah. So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. You were so excited for something, and it was epically disappointing. It's Quincy and Carolyn. Carolyn in a baby shower. I'm curious to hear about that. Let us know as well on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Now it's John Party. It's Kix.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So excited. Epically disappointing. That's what we're discussing today. Avengers not epically disappointed.
Yeah, we're talking about how amazing it is that both Avengers and Game of Thrones
is amazing.
People
as well.
Are saying we're not disappointing. They actually lived up to expectations, but nothing lives up to expectations. So we're going the other way.
So you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969, if you had something you were so excited for.
Coming in on Twitter from all of Nebraska basketball fans, how about Nebraska basketball last season? Oh, so true. That's all right. Hoiberg's here now, baby. It's going to be good.
Bobby on Twitter, my epic fail was my bachelor party that my brother planned for me. We went golfing, then went to the Horseshoe in Council Bluffs, where I gambled a bit, ended up being no entertainment, and I had to split my price of the hotel room with somebody else.
Oh.
It's kind of disappointing. Hi, good morning. Emily, what was your fail?
I am a huge Hunger Games fan.
Oh, yeah.
And when the last movie came out, I was just really excited for all the action and everything. And I just felt like it was extremely boring, and I was so mad that I actually walked out of the movie theater.
You walked out? Wow.
I walked out. I didn't even finish the movie, and still to this day, I have not seen the last person to watch it.
Wow. That sucks.
Melissa on Facebook says, having a natural childbirth, 36 hours, all natural, ooh, contractions off the charts. Ended up having a C-section. That sucked.
Hi, Kix. What epically sucked?
Yes. So I was having my sister plan my baby shower since she had just had one a year prior, and my cousin did it, and it was great.
Right.
Okay. Well, I got to my sister's house. There was no decorations out. She just got out of the shower. Nothing was set up in the kitchen. I had to make my own food. So I was in the kitchen getting ready to cut the cake, and she apparently didn't have the tables set properly, and so the legs collapsed.
Oh, gosh.
I had to dive to save my baby shower cake.
Oh, no. Did you,
wow.
Did you catch it?
I did, actually. Half of it was okay, and half of it wasn't. And so my husband and I, of course I was upset, and I decided, well, we didn't get to shove cake in each other's faces at our wedding. So I grabbed a piece of cake and shoved it in his face, and we just did that.
That's funny. Hi, Kicks 96.9. What was your disappointing moment?
So a couple of years ago, my dad called me and told me that he had got me tickets to Thomas Rhett at Stir.
Oh, wow.
And I was so excited. And my husband and I get there, and turns out it's for Rob Thomas, not Thomas Rhett. Who even is Rob Thomas? I'm a huge country fan. I don't know who Rob Thomas is.
He's the lead singer of Matchbox 20. He's had a couple hits, but that's not Thomas Rhett.
That's not Thomas Rhett at all.
Yeah, totally.
I said those are very different people.
Really?
Two completely different people.
Rob Thomas did Smooth with Santana.
Dad tried. Dad tried to do something awesome for you.
Said Thomas so in the name. On Facebook, Mike says, disappointed that no Husker was drafted in the NFL.
Yeah,
this year.
It was a tough weekend for the old Nebraska Cornhusker football program.
Also, Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Oh, that event
that
sucked.
Fight was bad, too.
It was terrible. At one point, I think they leaned over to each other and giggled because they both knew they made a ton of money, and I was all on our account.
Well, you can let us know about something you were so excited for that was epically disappointed on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. Always, we have the best arts and theaters in the city of Lincoln.
Yes, we do.
And a lot of that comes through the Lincoln Community Playhouse. And Maury is here with us. Good morning, Maury.
Good morning.
And you guys have just a big musical theater, old style classic opening up this weekend.
Absolutely. It's called MAME. MAME. Yep.
Not MAIM.
Not
That's high. A different show.
That's like the break a leg thing. No, we're just doing regular MAME.
Yeah. Whole different show.
Absolutely.
So what can people expect from this one?
Well, it was based on a best-selling book, an internationally best-selling book called Anti-MAME, which was turned into a Broadway comedy, which was called Anti-MAME, which was turned into a movie called Anti-MAME. And now they made a musical of it, and they called it MAME. So they got rid of the Auntie, except she's still there. Auntie MAME.
She is Auntie MAME.
She is Auntie MAME. Okay. And she is this wild New York sophisticate who's throwing parties. It's the 1920s, and there's parties right and left. The only time she cancels a party is when the bootlegger is sick. You know, and she's just a wild person, right? And suddenly she's in charge and custody of her 10-year-old nephew, Patrick. And what does she do with a kid? She has no clue.
Right.
And so the world's forces are saying, you know, Auntie Mame, you have to bring him up in this strict way, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm not doing that. So she sings a song called Open a New Window, and she leads him on an unconventional education.
There you go.
Yes.
An adventure for all involved.
Lots of fun.
And lots of big dance numbers.
There's big dance numbers. Of course, the title song, MAME. Mm-hmm. The show is written by Jerry Herman, who wrote Hello Dolly. So the Hello Dolly theme song is big.
Yeah.
So he followed up with this one called MAME. And then we all know one of the songs from MAME. You know it.
Oh, the Christmas.
We need a little Christmas.
Like it's from MAME.
Candles in the window. Carols at the spinet. Yep. It gets played every Christmas today.
Yep.
That's wild.
In fact, not only does it get played in cover versions, but radio stations often play it with the actual original cast recording with Angela Lansbury.
With Angela Lansbury.
That's crazy. It's like the only real Broadway show tune you ever hear at Christmas time. So
that's true.
Lots of fun.
Interesting.
All right. So you guys open this weekend.
We open this weekend Friday. We play Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and the next weekend, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and Sunday at 2.
What's the best way for people to get tickets?
Well, the easiest way is LincolnPlayhouse.com. You can do that right now. Or if you want to wait till 11, a box office opens. It's 402-489-7529.
Maury Anders, thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you.